Now, this device is only limited in such that it can measure the skull motion, but what we really want to know is what's happening inside of the brain. So we collaborate with Svein Kleiven's group in Sweden. They've developed a finite element model of the brain. And so this is a simulation using the data from our mouth guard from the injury I just showed you. And what you see is the brain, this is a cross-section right in the front, of the brain twisting and contorting, as I mentioned. So you can see this doesn't look a lot like the CDC video. Now, the colors that you're looking at are how much the brain tissue is being stretched. And so the red is 50%. That means the brain has been stretched to 50% its original length, the tissue in that particular area. And the main thing I want to draw your attention to is this red spot. So the red spot is very close to the center of the brain, and relatively speaking, you don't see a lot of colors like that on the exterior surface as the CDC video showed. Now, to explain a little more detail about how we think concussion it might be happening, one thing I should mention is that we and others have observed that a concussion is more likely when you're struck and your head rotates in this direction. This is more common in sports like football, but this seems to be more dangerous. So what might be happening there? Well, one thing that you'll notice in the human brain that is different than other animals is we have these two very large lobes. We have the right brain and the left brain. And the key thing to notice in this figure here is that right down the center of the right brain and the left brain, there's a large fissure that goes deep into the brain. And in that fissure, which you can't see in this image, you'll have to trust me, there is a fibrous sheet of tissue. It's called the falx. And it runs from the front of your head all the way to the back of your head. And it's quite stiff. And so what that allows for is when you're struck and your head rotates in this left-right direction, forces can rapidly transmit right down to the center of your brain.